Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, this is Dush Ramachandran. Welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. Our special guest today is Ree Perez, who is the founder and CEO of Branding for the People. Welcome, Ree.
Hey, Dush. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm great, and thank you so much for making the time to be on our show. This is exciting. We've been friends for a while, and I've followed your work closely, and you are quite something. I've seen you on stage. You're a fabulous, riveting speaker, and it's a delight to have you on the show. So, as we get started, talk to us a little bit about your journey. How did you get started? How did you come to do branding for small to medium businesses, which I understand is your area of expertise right now? So, how did you get started? Walk us through your journey.
Yeah, well, you could say that almost every single step of my life's journey kind of prepped me for being an entrepreneur and being the founder of my own agency. But I started out as a graphic communications major at NYU. I always knew that I had a good design eye, and I thought that I was going to become a designer. And then as the course of events came to be, designer was not my pathway, and NYU is not the school to become a designer. But what I ended up doing is I ended up getting a degree in organizational behavior and communications. And why I bring that up is in my career and different careers that I've had, it kind of led me to falling into the branding industry. We always say that no one really kind of goes to school to become a branding consultant. They kind of fall into it. But as the cards have it, I did fall into the industry. I ended up consulting with all the top advertising agencies and design firms and branding houses in New York City. And eventually, a client of mine hired me to head up a division within his branding practice and bringing this whole social sciences approach, this organizational behavior and communications approach that I had, as well as understanding great design. And we started something. That led to a series of other careers and positions, and I ultimately worked for the largest global brand consulting firm in New York. And through that, did several years there, and something was great, and something was off. And at the time, I didn't really know what the journey where it was going to lead me to. But my last post took me to Dubai in the Middle East. And I was working out there months, and I knew I loved branding. I knew I was in the right sort of industry. I just went through a series of personal life-changing, not life-threatening, but certainly life-impacting events that brought me back to New York. And I took about 6 months off to figure out life and to figure out what was next for me. So branding was certainly in my cards. I just lost the passion for working with Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies. And I wanted to bring the same level of creativity, strategic thinking, and the passion that I had around building great brands to entrepreneurs and small businesses, particularly those that were making some sort of economic and social impact. And so for a lot of people who kind of go through a similar type of journey, maybe the story might be different, but for some kind of really wanted to do something that was purposeful and meaningful, I wanted to work with brands that were making some sort of difference. And there you have it. So Branding for the People came about, and that's the
short. The rest is history.
Long and short, the rest is history.
Wonderful. So, you know, having done branding for some of the largest companies in the world, and now with the opportunity to work for and with smaller businesses and entrepreneurs. What do you think is the most significant branding issue that small business owners tend to neglect, or what is a branding mistake, if you will, that small business owners often make?
Yeah, so I'll categorize them into three broad things that kind of relate to several different series of mistakes, if you will. But I think the first thing is a foundational understanding of what branding is and what it's not. And so when I came into the small business space a little over 7 years ago, what I found, the people that were teaching or talking about branding weren't coming from a branding perspective. In fact, I probably even heard the phrase that branding was dead. And brilliant marketers and great experts in their own right, but I can understand why that would be the case if you're relating to brand and branding as logo design and logo development.
Sure.
So it's branding is more than just a logo. And so in that case, yeah, you could say that branding is dead if that's what branding is about creating a logo. So the first mistake is really just not having a clear understanding of brand being a lifestyle, brand being an all-encompassing way of approaching building your business and building your perception in the marketplace beyond just logo design and websites, etc. So that's one. The second thing is, which kind of feeds off of one, but it's starting with brand building in terms of design. You skip at least five steps before creating an identity or a logo, and that is really understanding the who, what, and why, which is understanding who are your target audiences, what's the problem that you solve for them, and then why should they listen to you? Why should they care about what you have to sell, what you make, what you offer? And this goes into positioning. So positioning is what I would say in terms of the second category of things that entrepreneurs and small businesses make is, how do they position themselves from all the other services, products, or companies that offer the same exact solution or product or program? And it's the positioning that really dictates everything downstream, from your design to your messaging to your Facebook ads to your presentations if you're a speaker and you're speaking on stage, right, is understanding your clear positioning. And then the third thing, it going back to it being a lifestyle, is looking at brand from a holistic perspective. So it's not a one-off thing. It's something from the CEO all the way down to the receptionist, if you will, if you look at it on a macro level. But looking at your brand as a long-term, and just because you launch a new site or just because you come up with your logo or you come up with your positioning, it's there. And most of the successful brands, either that I've worked on, that I've seen evolve in the space over the past 7 years, take in the core of their brand and have it create a life on its own. You know, similar to having a child, right?
Sure.
You give birth to a baby and then it creates a life on its own. So looking at it as a long-term endeavor rather than a short-term quick fix.
Got it. So again, we have just 2 minutes to go before the end of this segment. So very quickly, what are some of the most common, errors that you find small business people making in terms of brand? Is it not thinking about it holistically? Is it thinking of it more as a design of a new logo or a design of a new website, or is it not really thinking through what their brand stands for? What is the brand identity? What is the message they want to convey? Is it something tactical, or is it much more strategic than that?
Yeah, so there's two parts. So one, the responses that I had given you was obviously from a strategic perspective. And then I'll get into some of the tactical things. I mean, there's a laundry list of sort of tactical mistakes that I could see and provide some value for people to say, like, oh, I never really thought about approaching my branding from that level. So as a strategist, I start with sort of the high level of the strategy, because in my mind, it really is a way of being. It's a way of thinking about your business from where I'm coming at it. Now, another level down, and then I get into some specific tactical examples. Another level down from everything that I just said is there's a difference between modeling after the people before you or leaders or experts in the space that or market leaders. There's a difference between modeling and copying.
Sure.
And so in terms, it's easy to sort of copy what someone else does, but I would assert that it actually hurts your brand more than it does help. Sure, you might be able to copy what someone else does and make money off of it, but we both know that money is not the most important thing, but it does touch everything that is important to us. So it's not just about the money, it's your reputation, it's your perception. Do people trust? Do people have the same amount of value when they perceive you as someone who's just a copycat or a Me Too version of someone else that you copied from or borrowed from?
Sure.
Now, so that's a level down from the strategy piece of it. But on a tactical level, there's a few things, and I'll mention some of the most common ones.
Let's get to that right after the break. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Ree Perez. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And our special guest today is Ree Perez, the founder and CEO of Branding for the People. So just before the break, Ree, we were talking about branding mistakes that small business people make. And, you know, you had gone through sort of the strategic types of issues that people ought to be considering when they're thinking about brands. And then you were sort of making a transition into what are some of the tactical mistakes? And you had indicated that there were quite a long list, a laundry list. So give us a little sample, if you will, of the kind of tactical stuff that people ought to be thinking about.
Yeah, and I'll probably end up talking about six broad areas.
Right.
So the first one, let's just say logo, because I already said that logo, your brand is not your logo. However, your logo can be is a symbolic representation of your brand and your company, and it's something that can be the single most important identifier of your business in the marketplace. So one of the common mistakes as it relates to logo and logo design is trying to put all the pressure and responsibility of your logo to communicate everything about your brand. You know, you want to communicate what your company does. You want to communicate what your the solution you provide. You want to have a tagline on there. You want to have a symbol or an icon. You know, and sometimes less is more. You know, so a lot of times I see logos that just try to communicate way too much and putting all the pressure of the logo to communicate every single thing. And so the flip side of that, if I would turn that into a takeaway for people listening in on this call, is that pick a singular story that you're trying to tell with your logo and focus on telling that story as opposed to everything about your company and your brand. And you allow for the rest of your website, your messaging, your marketing to communicate other aspects of your business and your brand. So pick a singular story of what your logo is trying to tell. One other thing I will say as it comes to logos, in terms of if you look at trends in logos and logo design, you know, sometimes it's not about having a symbol or a swoosh. I mean, we can't all be Nike. We can't all have a Nike swoosh kind of thing. Sometimes some of the best logos are what's called a typographic. You know, it's type or it's a word mark. So, and that just kind of reinforces my point that sometimes, even if you look at luxury brands, they use a very simple type logo. Okay, so the second thing is color. 60 to 90% of the reason why we buy from companies and products is based on color. And so picking the right set of colors in your logo or even your overall branding is really key. You know, I always talk about one client that was using a particular color that was completely offensive to the marketplace. And so knowing color psychology and knowing color theory and understanding that color influences our purchasing decision is one of the common mistakes. It's not just about, you know, picking basic elementary colors. It's not even necessarily any more about owning a singular color like Tiffany does. It's having a vibrant color system that communicates to your different audience segments. So that's color.
That's got it. That's great. Yeah. Sorry. Carry on. That's fantastic. This is really good stuff.
I'll give you a third one. So and this is probably an overlooked thing, although as a brander and someone with a design background, I pay attention to these things. Something as simple as fonts and typography. Now, fonts and typography have a distinct personality. If you think about the New York Times font, right? Sure. It is designed in a way to convey wisdom and a historical reference rather than a Toys R Us font or rather than the Disney font where it's more playful. Fonts and typography have a different personality. So choosing fonts that can either hurt your brand or can be an accurate representation of it. I'll go to another example in terms of a tactical mistake, imagery. Now, we all know that photos, videos, Facebook Live, everything is really important in terms of engaging with your audience. You know, pay attention to the quality of the imagery that you're using. And this has certainly evolved over the past 7 years. You know, I've seen it evolve. People are really, you know, there's more tools that are available to you to have really good quality imagery and whatnot. But paying attention to your own branding and not cheapening out on even just a simple photograph. If you're the CEO or the entrepreneur that's the face of the brand, you know, not cheapening out on photography, making sure that you look professional, that you have your own personality style there. But then your videos, your social media, your posts, make sure that they're of good quality and that they represent your brand. Because consciously and subconsciously, people will either be turned off or turned on with the imagery that you're using. You know, we all know that photos speak 1,000 words, videos 1,000,000 words, right? So pay attention to the quality of the imagery and the videos that you're using. Where am I at? I'm on the fifth one, I think. Well, another one I will give is just overall design. You know, Fast Company had an article recently that talked about design being your top strategic competitive advantage. So paying attention to design. I know that branding is is branding is more than design. And design, you know, Apple taught us this, right? Apple taught us the value of simple, minimalistic design. That doesn't mean that every brand needs to be that style or that approach, but design and the way that information is communicated, particularly in a crowded marketplace, is really key so that you capture people's attention. And then the last thing I would say in terms of where people get things wrong is in terms of the voice of their brand, meaning you could say something in a particular way. And this goes back to modeling versus copycatting. You know, if you're copying someone's voice, like the words that they use, then you could tell that it's inauthentic. But if you're using your own style and your own voice and your own personality that communicates in the words that you use, the types of messages that you communicate, you know, that would help you separate yourself if someone's landing on your site versus 10 other people that have the same type of product or service. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. That is really good, practical, actionable advice that that people can start to think about. And obviously, I would recommend to people who are looking at even creating a simple brand for their business to have it done professionally rather than, you know, go on Fiverr or 99 Designs and having somebody knock up a logo for maybe a couple hundred bucks. You could certainly go that way, but there is more to it. And if you expect your brand to last a little bit longer than maybe the, you know, 3 or 4 months, then it certainly makes sense to have that level of investment in that. So that makes a lot of sense. So based on your journey so far, we have about a minute left in this segment. So talk to us a little bit, if you would, of some of your learnings in the sense of what are some of the key lessons you've learned that you could pass on to our listeners. I mean, most people prefer to learn from other people's mistakes, yet others are doomed to make the mistakes themselves. So what lessons do you think you've learned in your journey that you might be able to pass on to our listeners?
To other entrepreneurs? Well, you know, we can certainly build upon this more, but I'll start with this, is whether you're building your brand or your logo or your first website or you're more established, you always want to build your brand for where you're going, not for where you are now. And that gives you a little bit of room to be able to expand into a bigger business, expand into more of this lifestyle. And it also challenges you to go beyond just what you currently know that you can accomplish, right? So build your brand for where you're going, because it'll end up costing you more money down the road, fix everything or change everything if you're building a brand only for today.
Okay, that is really good advice. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Ree Perez. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to ebrandswithaz.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's FJORGEDigital.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. Our guest today is Ree Perez, the founder and CEO of Branding for the People. Ree, the conversation has been really, really fun and informative, and I think our listeners would have got quite a lot of value out of this. Now, what we're really excited about is that you're going to be speaking at Underground coming up in September. The Underground Online Seminar. So we're absolutely delighted that you're going to be speaking. So are you going to be covering pretty much the same things that we talked about today in greater detail? Or can you give us a little preview of what you might
preview?
Be talking about? Yeah, a little taste.
I'm happy to. Well, if you know anything about me or for people who don't know me just yet, like I love to customize and adapt content that I can talk all week about branding and there's all a bunch of new topics. So, you know, I can certainly go deeper into anything that I just discussed today. But I will tell you this. There's a topic that I started to introduce and I think it's something that every entrepreneur should hear. And it really, to give you a little bit of preview, is how can you increase the monetary value of your business and your company through branding. And what I mean by that is if you think about your brand as an asset, if you think about your brand as something that you put at the table, if you're, let's say you're in the market to go sell your business or even just have the value of what your business is worth, branding is a key aspect that you can add to the table as an asset towards the monetary worth and value of your business. So I'm going to be teaching upon that. I'm going to show how you can maximize your marketing dollars and your advertising spend so that one of two things will happen. Either you might not need to spend as much in terms of advertising and marketing because you're building a brand, and or what you are spending is going to go a lot further because your brand, your perception, your message, your voice is in complete alignment with who you are and who you're not, that just naturally attracts the right customers and clients. So, we're going to have a lot of fun with that topic. It's been well received by a couple of events where I started to teach on this topic. People love it. And it's certainly a game changer that can make a massive difference for any small business.
Absolutely. That sounds really fantastic because I know a lot of our listeners on this show and a lot of attendees at Underground are people with businesses that they're looking to one day probably exit from, probably sell, and so on. So this is an extraordinarily valuable bit of information about things they can do now to get themselves ready. I mean, it is, and the value of building a brand is, of course, it increases the value of the business because it's, you know, it sets it apart from the competition. It creates its own identity, and there's so much value to that. And I'm really excited that you're going to be talking about it at Underground. So for our listeners who, you know, who've got a little taste of, you know, branding from your conversation today, and who might be interested in getting in touch with you or working with you, how might they reach you?
Yeah, well, I'll keep it simple. It's just brandingforthepeople.com. There's tons of great resources, great case studies, great blog posts. Get on our list. We push out great content, a lot of free stuff that you can apply into your business right away. So brandingforthepeople.com. You can also look me on Facebook, Ree Perez or Branding for the People. And then a third tertiary area would be Twitter, which is just BFTP Agency or at BFTP Agency. So, but those are my top three. Brandingforthepeople.com, Facebook, quite active on there. And then if you do like to tweet, we are on BFTP at BFTP Agency.
Excellent. And then if you'd like to hear Ree speak in person, and because he's got a full session where he's going to be diving deep into all of the topics that we just touched on today, then you should be at Underground. So check out undergroundonlineseminar.com, and you can go in there to register, and you will find Ree is going to be there, and it's going to be great fun. We're looking forward to seeing you. Ree, thank you so much for your time. This has been fantastic. Any quick parting words before we go? Anything that you'd like to, any words of wisdom that you'd like to offer the audience?
Well, I think the main words of wisdom is that you should be at Underground. That's one. You know, this is where the magic happens, but definitely be at Underground. But from a branding perspective, and of course I'll be teaching there, is that I want everyone, entrepreneurs, to think about branding is not just for Fortune 500 companies. It is for every entrepreneur who is looking to make a positive difference and an impact, that you need branding to help you. Whether it's with me or with someone else, it doesn't matter. As long as you understand the true value of what branding can do for your business, so that you can make a bigger impact in the world. So we'll look forward to seeing you at Underground.
Fantastic. Ree, thank you so much for your time. You've been so generous with your tips and your advice. This is hugely valuable. I'm sure lots of our listeners will be taking you up on getting on your list and getting on your site and understanding more about branding. And we're looking forward to seeing you and hearing you speak at Underground.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Dash. Have a great day. Good to chat with you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ree. Bye.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.